SFC Fluidics maintains 4 laboratories and many offices on the 2nd floor inside the Enterprise Building at the Innovation Center at the Arkansas Research and Technology Park. The firm has recently been awarded a $1.5 million grant from the National Institute of Health, enabling it to enter the advanced stages of a portable and automated medical device for monitoring patients with severe traumatic brain injury. The medical device and diagnostic company was launched in 2003. Dr. Sai Kumar, Vice President of Research and Development for SFC Fluidics, says S is for small, F is for fast, and C is for cool.
We have really cool products and that enable medical device development, because most of the medical devices, as you know, are shrinking and are becoming more patient-friendly, more on-patient type of this thing. So the technologies that enable this miniaturization is what we specifically focus on.
Technologies and products that allow for minimization and integration without sacrificing safety or the quality of the products. One aspect of their work is focused on insulin delivery for type 2 diabetes patients. They have a very unique pumping technology that allows them to miniaturize the pump without sacrificing the performance. The pump is so small and so accurate that it is also being used in animal testing for other medications. Attaching it to the back of a guinea pig or rat, it is dubbed the Rat Pack. It allows more accurate testing because administering the medication can be done as the animal is relaxed and going about its daily activities, as opposed to agitating the animal by catching it and then inserting a needle. SFC Fluidics research is also focused on brain injury diagnostics. The two areas seem to be very different.
Yes, you could say, you know, for example, what they call is they have a merging point in the future, which that merger between the diagnostics and drug delivery is what they call as closing the loop.
A simple example Kumar says people can relate to is related to type 1 diabetes. The metabolism changes in response to lifestyle changes, and the pancreas produces different hormones in response to these swings. Developing an artificial pancreas will automatically deliver those hormones that somebody needs based on diagnostic testing. It works the same way with a brain injury. Most of these patients are immobile and have chronic injuries.
So you are talking about an ambulatory medicine, okay, depending upon this thing that we could provide. So the diagnostic, is the medicine working properly? You need to have this thing. So that's the common merging point in the future that we are closing the loop.
Not a medical doctor himself, but rather a PhD, Dr. Kumar says working with not only the medical community is important, but also working with insurance companies, because reimbursability and affordability are both factors. SFC has many reputable doctors they work with periodically, along with practicing clinicians, trauma centers, and with one of their products, they are even working with people in the football community, both collegiate and professional. Ongoing projects for brain injury are funded by the Department of Defense, who has a vested interest in such traumas. Civilians may be familiar with brain injury from car accidents, falls, or sports-related accidents. But in the military, soldiers are often injured during training and, well, real-life combat.
It is a kind of an, I would say, underserved or ignored epidemic kind of this thing. You know, it is growing quite a bit, you know, the brain injury related subsequent complications for the patient and so on.
There is a large spectrum of brain injuries and many ways to treat them. The research at FSC Fluidics focuses on 3 areas, beginning with triage, figuring out whether or not a person has a brain injury, like a concussion. Dr. Kumar says that right now, a neuropsychometric series of questions is being used. Questions such as, how many fingers am I holding up? Researchers are trying to develop a pinprick blood test that can be administered very quickly, with results in 10 minutes, so that a medic can objectively say whether the brain is reacting negatively to an injury or not. Knowing that something has happened can be as simple as seeing stars.
Basically, you know, that is an indication something has happened to your brain, some impact, and that's what is by definition trauma. So how mild is the trauma? Depending upon that, what happens is there are portions of the brain already, leaky. And then the protein that is not supposed to be there in the bloodstream gets released because of the injury. And this happens within minutes, okay? And what we are trying to do, and it is present, okay, at certain concentration for a few hours.
The device that SFC's researchers are developing will be able to detect the level of that protein in the bloodstream with a simple pinprick. He says no one has been able to do this before because of the huge experience SFC has with these proteins, and also because of the high sensitivity of the instrument that is needed. The proteins are found one in a trillion. Kumar says it's similar to looking for a needle in a haystack. SFC is currently developing handheld testing equipment for the purpose of being used on the sidelines of football games to make a reliable decision on whether or not to send a player back into the game. Proper care at the onset of a concussion can drastically reduce its after effects. Though supersensitive testing is occurring inside the small notebook-sized device, it is easy to use, as evidenced by its name, Easy Reader. The Easy Reader simply gives a red light indicating the player should have a CAT scan, a yellow light meaning wait a few minutes and test again, or a green light, get back into the game. Once a person has been diagnosed with needing some sort of care, the device then becomes a point-of-care type of instrument.
Okay, this person seems to have some kind of an injury. How do we track this person? When can this person be released? Okay, maybe not this quarter. Maybe they can play this game or the next game or something like that. That kind of stuff requires monitoring frequently. How the brain is reacting, how the chemistry, body is reacting to the brain. And this kind of biomarker, we are doing it in a more or less frequent monitoring basis. That's what we call the point of care monitoring device.
Dr. Kumar says that conducting a study with a couple of collegiate football teams is the next step in getting the Easy Reader to teams around the nation, both college and professional. The $1.5 million National Institute for Health grant SFC announced receipt of just last week is for the third aspect of their research, for the severely brain-injured patients, patients that are already under care in a level one trauma center, where monitoring can be difficult because the patient is unconscious and no questions can be asked. This grant will allow for the advanced development of this instrument, an MD analyzer, which will sample the fluids coming out of the brain. This allows doctors to know how the organs in the body are dealing with the trauma and if current medications are working. Currently, trauma centers are able to monitor blood flow, oxygen, and intracranial pressure, but brain fluids must be sent to a lab for testing, often taking 2 days, losing precious time in preventing organ failures and even death. The MD analyzer will be placed with other equipment next to the patient's bedside and will provide diagnostic results every 10 minutes.
This is one of the prototypes that we put in display at the National Neurotrauma meeting last August. And this has a disposable cartridge which allows us to measure the proteins that I was talking about, the brain injury proteins in this one. And all these things, these complicated looking things are the ones that are needed to move the fluid in a specific programmed way into the capillary tubings which we were using. And from here we graduated further to an even simpler device.
Feedback from the medical show allowed SFC's 12 researchers to shrink the device from the size of a large shoebox to that of a small toaster. Ever smaller and ever better, the cartridge has been replaced with an even smaller cardboard-like testing strip that is even easier to dispose of. The FDA is a fan of disposability, and the hope is to get FDA approval after clinical trials in an actual level one trauma center. Dr. Sai Kumar is the Vice President of Research and Development for SFC Fluidics. For more information on the company and its products, visit sfc-fluidics.com.